Hey everybody, welcome back to Look at the Book. Today we're going to look at Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. I want to start again today with a question. What's the most important thing to us? What's the most important thing in our lives? What's the most important thing we would want to see done? Well, we might say the most important things are our children, our grandchildren, our spouse, or maybe the house we live in, or just a variety of things could be what we focus on day in and day out. But I'd like to make a suggestion that most of us start thinking today about what Paul said was the most important thing. I want to skip down to the last verse in our text today, Philippians chapter 1, verse 18. Paul says this, "What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And in this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice." Now let's read the rest of that text, starting with Philippians 1, verse 12. "But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and all the rest that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ, even from envy and strife. Some also from goodwill. The former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my chains. But the latter, out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel." Then our verse, "What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And in this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice." Paul makes this statement while he's in prison. And it seems like a strange statement to start with that he says, "I think that my being in prison may help the gospel." Now we might think, well, you know, if you weren't in prison, you could spread the gospel all over everywhere. But what does he mean? Let's think about a couple things. Being in prison is not going to stop Paul from preaching Christ. And in addition to that, being in prison, he has a somewhat captive audience. Now, it's important to know that preaching Christ is why Paul's in prison to start with. Okay? So, secondly, he says, it might further the gospel because others might become more confident because of his faith and what he is going through with his faith, and yet because of his faith, and yet his faith holds strong even though he has been thrown into prison. Then he talks about different kinds of preachers who are preaching Christ. He said some preach out of envy and strife, but some out of goodwill. Those who preach out of envy and strife, they're selfish and they're not sincere. But those who preach out of goodwill preach the gospel out of love. Paul was chosen to defend the gospel. Remember when he was on the road to Damascus to persecute Christians and he was struck down by a bright light? He became blind for 3 days and was told to go to a house, and there someone would come and tell him what he needed to do. And then Ananias was that one that came to tell him what to do. But Ananias was hesitant because he thought it might be a trick. But then God said, "No, go. He is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel." Acts chapter 9, verse 15. But there's something else I don't want us to skip over here because I think it's important. Some might take this passage and say, see, it doesn't matter if just the gospel is preached. It doesn't matter, you know, whether this person's preaching this way or this person's preaching this or this person's preaching that. That's not what Paul's saying. Paul's not saying to compromise the truth in his preaching. He's saying that these folks are preaching Christ, but they're not false teaching. They're preaching Christ with the wrong motives. So he says, they're preaching the truth, but their motives are wrong. Paul would never encourage us to listen to or to encourage or to help those who are preaching a false gospel. But we can look around even today and see that there are some who preach Christ with the wrong motives. Maybe they want to be the guy who stands up in front. Maybe that's their thing. But he says we need to preach Christ and the truth about Christ. And the main thing is that Christ is being preached. Now let me go back to how we started this session today. What is the most important thing to you? Well, let me suggest this also, that when Christ is preached and Christ becomes the most important thing in our lives, we'll have a better relationship with our kids, we'll have a better relationship with our spouse, and we will be blessed more in our own personal lives. So let's go out and try to preach Christ and make the world better for everybody. Thanks for being here today. We'll see you next time.